Because oftentimes, the answer to what we're looking for is sitting right in front of our face.
You can't fix the problem unless you're looking at the whole picture. Welcome back to Bit by Bit. I'm Michelle Drum, your host, and I'm with The Farmhouse. I am the director of creative and e-commerce. And I am here today again with our friend Adam Rittenberg, and he owns AJR Bits.
Yes, I'm happy to be back for another episode, episode 2. So this should be really fun to get more into it and start to answer some questions and really dive into the process of why we would choose certain bits for certain horses.
Absolutely. Today we're going to talk about the most basic of bits, which is, in my opinion, a straight mouth flexible rubber D, which is, you know, the first thing you would probably put in a baby's mouth or a horse that you're just trying to get started. What would be the reason why I would consider your incredibly innovative rubber block
bits? So, yeah, that's a good question. When we look at a flexible rubber bit, you know, that bit, like you mentioned before, generally you're going to use it for your babies or horses with really sensitive mouths. It's an education step. It has a smooth, sinuous, even surface on it, right? So it's super gentle. And when you compare that, for example, to the Flexi straight lock D from my company, inside of the blocks, you have a braided wire core that's then wrapped in a plastic tube and then heat sealed to ensure that that wire doesn't poke through the bit. Those rubber blocks taper down in diameter to sort of give more room in the horse's mouth. And the blocks themselves cover more surface area on the horse's mouth. So it lies between a normal snaffle and a twist. As the horse leans against those blocks, it sort of applies pressure onto the bars of the mouth, which would discourage them from fixing and leaning. So that's why, you know, that bit, I wouldn't typically use it on a young, sensitive horse or for a rider with not the greatest hands, because it would be doing the opposite of what we want. But if we have a really heavy horse and it's still sensitive, so I don't want to, you know, take away its, you know, forward intentions. I just need a little bit of support. I would pick this, you know, this straight flexi block D, because, you know, that's just going to give you a little bit more than something smooth, or but also less than something twisted.
Right. Now explain this bit to me. Is it individual rubber blocks? Like, I'm envisioning rubber Legos all kind of nested together.
The blocks start at 16 millimeters on the outside, and they work all the way down to 14 millimeters. So there's basically just these ridges, right? But it's one continuous piece. So
got you. Okay.
It comes out of one mold.
Right. But there's basically the indentation to create blocks between the different sections.
Exactly. Exactly. So
gotcha.
Exactly like Legos, you know, if you use like a little connector between them, right?
Right. So it functions as like a solid piece, would you say?
It does, but also it's flexible, right? With that braided wire core. And, you know, we use that for safety. I think a lot of bits in general, they're not made safely. Most people don't think about the safety aspect because they're not riders. It's not their kid on top of the horse. It's not them on top of the horse. They're just corporate. And that's okay. But at AJR, we definitely prioritize the safety. I don't want to ride in something that, you know, hasn't at least taken the steps to, you know, ensure I'm safe.
Right. Let me ask you another question about the FlexiBlock. Does it sit in one spot, or does it have the ability to turn as the horse mouths the bit, or is it nested against the cheek as one solid piece?
Yeah, this is a fit. It would be fixed. But it's an interesting question because there's three different firmnesses to that bit. We have the flexi, the straight, something called morph, which is something I created on accident. I wanted to invent this flexi bit before I discovered the braided wire. And I thought, how am I going to create a bit? I wanted it to have shape memory, because there's horses with paramouths, right? Where they have a problem. Maybe they're missing teeth. Maybe they're this, maybe they're that. And I wanted the bit to be able to be shaped and stay during the duration of the ride. So maybe you wanted more curve in your bit. Maybe you wanted less. Maybe you want a little higher on the right, little, you know, lower on the left. I don't know.
You can physically manipulate.
You can, yeah. If you bend it, it's going to stay in that shape until you change it.
That's great.
I think a lot of people are going to really like, because there's so many times they want the bit, for example, perfectly straight. But then there's some people that want the same bit, but they want it with a little curve. But now I've given you both.
Right.
So
yeah, you can have whatever you want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's really cool. So what are the other, what are the advantages of the FlexiBlock? Why would you choose that over maybe say a stainless steel, just a stainless steel bone outfit?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And I get asked that a lot. Why do you use synthetics so much? Well, in the beginning, I didn't. And then I realized, just like people have allergies, just like people have preferences, so do horses. And I think that we miss a lot of the time as riders, horse owners, grooms, we miss the fact that they also have opinions. So through my, you know, trial and error, I discovered that there are horses that simply prefer rubber. So these rubber block bits are made from TPU. And so if you imagine a Kong ball that we give the dogs, right? It's durable. It's stronger than rubber itself. It's softer than something like bakelite or vulcanite but it's also stronger than PVC. So it gives, you know, a different feel. So each synthetic has a different feel for the horse's mouth. In each bit I design, I use a different firmness, if you will, to accommodate what the goal of the bit was supposed to be. And for this, I chose TPU for durability and longevity, but also to help hold the shape of those blocks over time.
Gotcha. Okay. So they can't mouth them to death. And you know, that's
theoretically, I mean, like any synthetic, they can be chewed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a horse. It can chew through a lot of things.
Absolutely.
So what would you say the balance is like on these bits as compared to like a traditional rubber or steel bit?
In reference to riding with it?
Yeah, like the, how it sits in the horse's mouth, like how it feels in the hand, like that sort of thing.
I think that what's really interesting about this bit is because I tapered the mouthpiece, we decreased the block size closer to the tongue, that we allowed for tongue room. I think that the horses find that super comfortable. I think a lot of other bits, you could say, that are straight or Mulan shape, they're too thick. I often hear people say, get a thicker bit, it's going to be more comfortable for the horse. Well, that's not really true with this design because it's sitting just at 15.5 millimeters per outer block. We're giving the horse a comfortable fit. When you ride with it, until the horse leans against it, it doesn't give you that strength. It's only when the horse starts to go against you and lean against your hand that those blocks engage.
So basically, like when the horse leans against it, you would say maybe it's uncomfortable. Maybe
it just discourages them from.
I like that. Yeah,
that's all it is. We're just discouraging them. It's a little reminder to just stop doing what they're doing.
You don't want to lean on that.
Yeah. Right. They just don't want to. But they have the choice now. Versus something like a sharp twist, they don't have a choice because that twist is constantly digging into them.
Yeah. So yeah, it's always there and they got to carry it. So.
Now we're giving them an option. We're like, hey, look, if you don't lean against this, you're not going to feel those blocks. But if you do, you're going to feel them. So we're giving them a choice.
Exactly. What problems do you think would be solved by a rider choosing this bit?
Oh, I think that's an endless, you know, list of possibilities because you know, I know horses that are one-sided, and it works for horses like that. When they're just strong on one side, they feel those blocks, they stop being stronger on one side.
Right.
This is not, look, bits are a Band-Aid. Unless you fix the problem at the true core of why that horse has that problem through, you know, therapy, a vet, checking their teeth, you're never truly solving the problem. We're just masking it. And I like to always remind people that just because I own a bit business doesn't mean I believe that that's your solution.
Agreed. You know, I mean, it can't always be about the horse's mouth.
I was thinking about this earlier. I was in Denmark this year with a friend of mine, and we're in a military compound. And he says, you know, Adam, look, I really got to use the restroom. I said, well, guess what, buddy? I think you're out of luck because look where we're standing. And he said, well, maybe, you know what, just find me beer. And now I'm like, okay, now you've really lost your mind. So we walk around for a little bit. We go down the hill and he points to a tent. and there's a sign that says beer. So I said to him, so you have to use the restroom, but now you want beer? All right, let's go.
Whatever.
So we get, right, it makes no sense. So we get down there, and he points next to it, and he says, what is that? And I said, oh, it's a restroom. He said, lesson number one, where they sell beer, there's always a bathroom. And I laughed, and I said, this is so relatable to horse training, because oftentimes the answer to what we're looking for is sitting right in front of our face.
You can't fix the problem unless you're looking at the whole picture.
Picture, right? Or you
know,
look
not just
for
the horse's
solutions.
Mouth, or not just that he wants to jump deep or jump, take the flyer at all the fences. You got to look at the whole picture. You know, you got to include the rider's hands, how the horse is built, his age, all that stuff.
If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. So same with riding, same with bits, same with everything.
Very good. Do you have anybody personally who's used this bit and how the horse reacted and what the response was? I'm sure you do a lot of Q&A or trial with your pieces, but we're just curious to know, like, you know, do you have someone who has results with this bit and what level are they showing at and where were they before and what were they looking to achieve?
This product is still so new on the market. I did release it and do trials with some 5-star riders. I also gave it to some amateurs to try as well. You know, we go through a thorough testing on all these bits. We're really sure before we put them on the market. I had a client actually call me the other day and ordered 3 more. And I'm like, what? You need 3 more of these? And she said, all my horses are going in them now. She said, because they were all going in twists before and they were just, it was just too sharp for me. So for her, this was the solution to finding the middle ground. I had another client that had a horse, a younger horse, of like 6, 7, and it's a jumper, and she just wanted something for the flat just to keep it a little softer. And so she's had great results with that. So it prevented, you know, that fixing and leaning that the horse had a tendency to do. And I've had professionals that use it at the show, and they said they won't use any other bit because, well, their horse loves it. So for them, it was the game changer.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of different reasons, like we spoke about before, why someone would pick or use this bit. You know, I always recommend starting as simple as possible. Even if you want to try this line a bit, you know, I would definitely start with the flexi version because that is the softest and it still kind of conforms to the horse's mouth.
So what other designs, like we've talked about the straight mullet mouth, what other bits is this available in?
I put it on a minimum 12 cheek pieces because we have riders that need it for all different disciplines. So I'm covering the spectrum, baby palom, a loose ring gag, a balding gag, a fixed gag, a 2-ring, a 3-ring, a Nelson gag, the D of course, but also it comes as a single joint. It also comes as a hinge, which I only do at the moment custom.
Is there anything else that you think we should know about, you know, the FlexiBlock and why it's a good choice?
I think in general, everyone should own one because it's useful in the stable. Instead of jumping to a twist, the first reaction should be, let me try this block bit. You can see, does that feeling work for my horse? And a lot of times, I would say 8 out of 10 times it's going to work, whether you're using it on the flat, whether you're using it for over the fences, maybe you're going to use it to school a dressage horse at home. There's so many different reasons why you would use the bit as a training tool, as a competition tool, as an educational tool. But certainly our job as riders, you know, we must remember that the horses are our friends.